Are you going to say it or you want me to say it?
I'll say it.
Okay.
Welcome back to Pam and Terry, Drunk and Scary.
I'm Pam.
I'm Terry.
And today we are doing... There's a moth in my... It was on my... Okay. Today we are doing The Evil Dead 1981.
You pushed it. There it goes.
All right. Lots of good stuff. Let's keep this thing moving because it'll...
Okay.
It does its thing. All right. So we're having to use a different laptop because our other ones... We have a lot of shit today.
There's a lot of technical difficulties. Just one right after another.
Just saying, don't do it. But you know what? We're saying, fuck you. We're doing it.
We're doing it. You're not the boss of us.
You're
technology.
Not the boss, goddammit. We are. All right. The Evil Dead, 1981. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Budget was... $400,000. Huh. Box office was $29.4 million.
Nice. Yeah. You go, Evil Dead.
Really. It's 85 minutes long. The release date was October 15, 1981. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 95%.
Holy crap.
I know.
Nice.
Audience gave it an 84%.
All right.
So, of course, this is a cult classic. Everybody who knows horror and watches horror has seen this.
Yeah.
It's, I mean,
and it's
come
referenced
on.
In so many
the
things.
The Evil Dead, yes. This is the best, I mean, for a small budget movie horror flick, this is awesome. So the writer-director is Sam Raimi. He did Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, The Quick and the Dead, Spider-Man 1, 2, 3, and Ash versus the Evil Dead series. If you haven't seen that, it's on Netflix. I suggest it. I love that series. The cast, of course, is Bruce Campbell. Yeah. He plays Ash Williams. He is on Evil Dead 2, Ash versus the Evil Dead series, Army of Darkness, American Gothic, Dusk Till Dawn 2, Evil Dead, Hail to the King, the video game.
Oh, okay.
And Bubba Hotep.
Oh.
See that? It's a good movie. Ellen Sandwise as Cheryl Williams, and she's been on Satan's Playground, Oz, the Great and Powerful, and Ash versus the Evil Dead, the series as well. Hal Delrick as Scott, and he was only in two movies, surprisingly, or three, including this one, Crime Wave and Bong Fly.
Bong Fly?
Yes, okay. I'm very interested. I want to look at that trailer as soon as we're done with this. Betsy Baker plays Linda. She was on Oz the Great and Powerful as well. True Blood, Ash versus Evil Dead, the series as well.
I like that the series has so many from the original
movie. They brought back a lot of original characters. Some of them made small appearances, but some of them actually reprised their role. Raimi and Campbell are childhood friends. They made several low-budget films before they did this one. They used, like, an 8mm camera and shot, you know, they would just fuck around. So Raimi eventually wanted to make a horror film, so he shot a proof of a concept, short or a POC. It's also known as a POC, which is a realization of a certain method or idea to demonstrate feasibility. The short Raimi created was called Within the Woods, which was produced for only $1,600.
Nice.
Yep. Raimi approached Phil Gillis, a lawyer, and showed him Within the Woods. Although Gillis did not like the movie short, he did give Raimi legal advice on how to produce the film, this film. Raimi and Campbell borrowed money from family and friends to eventually make the full movie. The house was originally... The house? The fuck? Sorry, guys. I'm going to be fumbling left and right because it's one of those fucking days. The movie was originally titled The Book of the Dead, and it was inspired by an H.P. Lovecraft book, which Raimi was a big fan of H.P. Lovecraft. But it was suggested to be changed, and I didn't write down by who, but it was suggested to be changed to The Evil Dead because they didn't want young people to be turned away from it thinking, oh, you know, the title seemed too scary and too... Satanist.
I was gonna say like demon-y.
Yeah, thing. That they were like, this people aren't gonna want to watch that. So they went with The Evil Dead. The cast and crew were mainly all of Raimi's and Campbell's family and friends, 13 crew members total. The special effects and makeup was done by Tom Sullivan. He used foam latex, corn syrup, fake blood, coffee, and food coloring for most of the effects and prosthetics. Location was in Morristown, Tennessee, where the crew found an isolated cabin away from houses in the woods. There was no plumbing in the cabin, but there was phone lines. The entire 13 crew had to stay there. There was no heat as well, so they always had to keep the fire going. It got to the point on one time that it was so cold, they ended up burning all the furniture in the house after they did all the shots from the inside of the cabin. The crew started burning all the furniture because it was getting so cold in there. They burned the fucking place down.
You're like, oh, this is bonding.
Yeah. The crew also left a kind of like a time capsule of little things from the movie in a box in the fireplace in the cabin. The cabin was eventually torn down, but the fireplace is still there. And I wonder if anybody's ever gone to get that. You want to go to Tennessee anytime soon?
Sure.
Field trip. So the same thing that they did with Fright Night, where they had to use the thick contact lenses.
Oh, yeah.
The painful ones. The same thing with these guys. The contact lenses were as thick as glass, and they had to be applied to the actor, which took like 10 minutes to put on to apply. They could only be worn for 15 minutes at a time. Campbell eventually described it as, if you put 2 Tupperware over your eyes, that's what it felt like. It looked like that. You just saw movement. You couldn't really see who was in front of you.
Jesus.
Yep. Raimi often enjoyed torturing the cast, saying if everyone was in extreme pain and misery, that would translate into horror.
That's probably true.
Yeah. And that's what I got. I didn't really get much. I did get a lot of trivia, which I will tell you during the movie.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I did a lot of reading on it. They had a lot of good stuff, but a lot of it was pretty much trivia, so we'll get to all of that. We are streaming this on Netflix, guys. It is on Netflix, so if you have a Netflix, good for you.
Good job, guys.
Good for you. Way to keep up with the times.
You're so modern and hip, and this is why you all have friends.
Yes. And you can follow us on Facebook, Spotify, Twitter, Instagram. Listen to us on Spotify, Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Email us any of your suggestions. Drunken Scary suggestions. God damn it. DrunkenScary@gmail.com or Google us at Pam and Sarah Drunken Scary. We love hearing from you. And I like to say welcome to our new followers on Podbean and our new friends on Facebook. We're glad that you joined us.
Yes, welcome to the family.
Tell your friends about us. Send us your suggestions. We love hearing them. Horror movies only.
Yes, I do enjoy, you know, seeing series some of your other suggestions, but we're not going to do those for this particular podcast.
No, we're not. And I didn't make shots today. We're doing our regular old shots.
Yeah. She's like, anyway, these are so lame. This is what we used to do.
No, I prefer our regular shots.
Yes. I went home and was telling, Pam made shots, and they were actually, like, really nice. They tasted like Kool-Aid. I'm surprised I'm not more drunk because I was like, woo!
I didn't make them as strong. I should have made them stronger, but I was like, I don't want a hangover. I'm drinking my beers. Terry's got her whiskey and Cokes. I got my left-handed cigarette. She's got her right-handed. I got my pickle back.
Yeah.
Phones are off, and we're ready to go.
We are so ready.
You ready to do this?
I am.
All right, guys, here we go.
Here we go.
Pressing. Play now. We had to switch laptops, guys.
Well, give it a sec.
Hold on. Here we go.
Go.
Now. And now. This one has a mouse. No, the other one.
This one?
Yeah.
Why is yours different from mine?
I don't know. This is my kid's. This is her laptop.
I thought I had seen it before.
This is where I watch all my horror stuff.
I was trying to convince my oldest earlier to watch a zombie movie with me, and she was like, yeah, that sounds
she
really
didn't
cool.
Want to.
I gotta actually go play this online game with my friends.
Boo.
Like, oh. Fine.
Fine. Go play stupid online games.
Go play with your lame friends.
So a lot of these, since they didn't have, like, oh, shots.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
I got so excited about this.
Cheers.
Cheers to the Evil Dead.
Dink. Happy quarantine, guys. I don't know how many weeks you're in, but apparently Texas is open because
we don't care
if people
get more
sick.
Ah, he's so young.
But we are still quarantining because fuck the second wave.
Yes, we're going to play it safe.
We're still washing hands and wearing masks. Hope you guys are safe. So, like I was saying.
That's how I drive.
I know, I've been in a car with you.
I'm like, this is so much fun, guys.
So a lot of the camera shots, like this was done on a bicycle.
Okay.
They had to mount the camera on a bicycle and rode it really fast through the woods. Other parts was Rami himself running through the woods. Or they had the camera mounted on a piece of wood to slide down to get certain shots. Because they didn't have that big of a budget. So yeah. They couldn't really afford the big cranes and stuff.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Ah! It looks like you can't move the
Turn!
Wheel.
Turn! You see, I stole my face. That's how I scream when Terry's driving.
Hey guys!
What a dick.
Just accept the wave and move on. They're still waving. We haven't seen anybody in so long.
Right.
Let's milk this. What? He's drinking out of a mason jar? What do you think's in that? It's clear.
More.
No.
Nah.
Actually,
it might
be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's one of those.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is where we get off.
He was super young in this.
He looks like a baby.
And he looks so good. So,
oh, these bridges are scary. Oh, no.
All of that is foam falling off.
Get back in.
Oh, shit. Just keep going.
Just close the door. There you go. I'm surprised that worked.
I know, right?
Who's laughing?
I know.
Maniacs.
Like, fuck. How are we going to get back?
These guys are out of control.
So, on this scene, the crew actually got lost driving, going to the cabin.
I'm not surprised.
The first
like in the middle of the woods.
They got lost going to this cabin. Look at that road. It must have been wild since that car's been, or any car's driven down that road.
It's like if somebody was trying to come the other way. They're like trying to leave the cabin. Like,
yeah.
Nope. Which I grew up out in the country, and there are a lot of roads like that.
But when you grow up in the area, I feel like you know the backwoods, like the back of your hands, all that area. Because when you grow up, like, I explored everywhere when I lived. So I always knew, like, shortcuts or certain things that other people didn't know about.
I like this swing. It's, right? It's made out of
with
branches.
The point.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's an interesting shape. I want it.
It's like a fence. I'll make you one.
Thanks.
With some wood. Some branches. This is it, guys.
Isn't it lovely?
It's like,
oh, shit.
Tucker and Dale. It's a lot better than you explained it. He's like, huh? Huh?
Check it out.
Look at her. Like, fuck. Mm. No.
You go in first.
Right.
We're right behind you.
You dicks. They, 13 people had to stay in this. And they said that fights
so
often broke out between the crew because they were so, like...
They're cramped in
cramped
there.
In there.
And they're miserable because
they no
they're
plumbing,
cold.
So they often never showered.
Oh,
ooh.
Shit. Anybody see that?
It's supposed to be one of these.
Where's that swing
it's supposed to be? As soon as that stopped swinging, I would have said, hey, guys, I think I saw a hotel, Motel 6. We're going to stay there. Key doesn't fit. Sorry.
Oh, I tried all of them. It didn't work. What is that? Smoke? It's not good, guys. Get out. It's asbestos.
It's the deer.
Ah, oh, that deer was smoking.
He was smoking pot.
I didn't know that anybody was coming by.
Shit, guys, sorry. Well, they had electricity. It's actually a pretty decent cabin. But for 13 people, that's just too crowded.
It's like, what, one room here? Yeah, that's not enough space. I like that clock. I think I have a thing about clocks. I'm always pointing out the clocks. I think you do. Things I've learned about myself through the podcast.
Through the podcast. Terry likes clocks. I don't know what I've learned about myself through the podcast. So all these bones and gourds hanging is a tribute to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which if you haven't seen, guys, is our episode 26.
And you should see it.
And you should see it because it's awesome.
Such a good movie.
The deer left the lights on in there. God damn it, buddy. Do you pay the bills?
I was wearing my shirt that has Leatherface on it the other day, and my youngest daughter was staring at it going, so he looks really weird. Is he wearing
a mask?
A mask? Is he wearing a face on his face? And I was like, yes. Whose face is it? I don't know.
Somebody skinned.
Somebody else. Where did he get it? He made it himself.
He's crafty. He goes to...
He has an Etsy store.
He goes to...
Michael's
and buys all his little trinkets. Does his crafts in his craft room. So a lot of the voices and sounds that you hear is Rami himself. A lot of the scenes from...
Look at her hand. Oh, shit.
What, from... Campbell's point of view is Raimi's hands.
Oh, my God. Watch hands out. All gray and stuff.
No.
You're gonna... I'd be yelling out.
Guys!
Anybody see
my
this?
My pencil! Hand? It won't stop drawing SpongeBob!
Look at my hand!
It's, what, SpongeBob, the drawing one? DoodleBob? Have you seen it? It starts running with a pencil. You never seen that one? Oh, my God, no. Where he draws himself on a paper with a magic pencil that fell into the ocean.
Ooh. Nobody's looked in there yet? I would not be able to stay there without making sure there wasn't a person down there.
Right.
I like her hair. All that wind and it's still in such great shape.
I know, right?
My brother's constantly talking about SpongeBob.
Like, well, he is. I know. 20 like, something.
Like, yeah, we're slightly different generations.
So I think Raimi was like 19 when he did this.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
Right? He was like 20 when it premiered. A friend of mine once said, don't ask me how old this guy was. He was very young.
He looks 19 too.
She didn't tell him what happened earlier.
They're all high.
Where does things, guys? Where does thing happen just a few minutes ago?
I drew this weird thing. My pencil went out of control.
Look at it.
Anybody want to see my picture?
They're like, it was a seizure.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
You have epilepsy.
Get over it.
So there was no cellar.
Whatever it is, it's still down there.
The cellar was actually, the cabin did not have a cellar for those shots. They were done at Rob Tapert's house, which was a producer at his family home.
There's something down there.
And they just dug a hole and put a ladder.
But yeah, I've got a flashlight. Really? Send the chick down?
You fucking dick.
Okay, coward. I like his shirt.
His shirt? Her shirt?
His shirt. It's got the pearl snap buttons on it. Mm-hmm. I love those. My brother's been watching How to Get Away with Murder, and I went through the garage, and I saw this dude standing there with his fucking vest and his full beard, and I just stopped and went, hey, what are you watching? Look at that vest.
Look at that vest. Nice.
Is he a main character? Should I be watching this show?
I'm going to wear a mom vest with a bolo tie with the mom jeans. Hey, Terry.
And then I'm going to start an affair with
him. And I'm going to pose.
Like on Saturday Night Live?
Like on SNL, the moms. That is one of the best skits.
Who's he yelling for?
Scotty.
One of them? Oh, I thought it was the dude in the basement selling, yelling.
Oh, yelling up.
And that they were all ignoring him.
Right. Like, it's not him.
Scotty! He's trying to freak you guys out.
Throw something. Here, give me something to throw at him.
We only have one flashlight in the woods?
I know, right? Who goes camping with one flashlight? I got like a headlamp, flashlights, propane tanks.
Got glow sticks on my arms.
My light up shoes.
Ooh, light up shoes. We never lose Pam in the woods.
Everything.
Hey guys, that's creepy.
The one last look. I'll be back. Mwahaha.
Oh no. At least he didn't say that.
And I bet that kerosene lamp's hot.
But it's so cold in the cabin, so he's like, I'll carry that. I'll carry that. Excuse me, guys. I need the lamp.
Your hand's going to burn. I don't care. I don't care.
Hey, friend, guy, where are you?
Hi.
He's like, oh, I'm just looking at this cool stuff. You know?
Scotty?
I don't even remember the last time I watched this movie. This is like...
I know.
I can't remember. Oh, that's a problem. He's so intense.
I know.
He's very cute.
He's such a cute, like, I don't... Like, I can see him all grown up.
Mm-hmm.
He has, like, a little bowl cut.
It's
so silly looking.
Evil Dead.
Yeah.
I got so excited when I saw him. But he looks exactly the same. He's just...
Yeah. He aged
older,
really well.
You know? Boo. Where's his dickhead friend?
Hiding in the... What are those? Potatoes? Chicken
the
legs?
Gourds.
Gourds? Okay.
Close.
That was my seventh guess. I was going to make it there.
Gore to be killing. Kidding me. See, I can't even do that joke right.
God, you ruined your...
I'm
your
ruining everything.
Puns.
I'm done. I'm going in, guys. Good night.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Terry, you got this. Ah!
You asshole. This is why nobody's friends with you for real.
They hate him, right?
They're like, he always pays for our vacations and
Who
stuff.
Brought that guy? We have
He's got the car...
It's his cabin.
He said it would be fun. He brings the drugs.
I'm there.
I bet still shoot. Hills. Hills have eyes.
Look at him.
What the fuck, dude?
What does it say? Oh, yeah, the hills have eyes.
Oh, no. If she had shown anybody her picture. Oh, it's so little. I remember it being really big. My bad.
Yeah, I think in the second movie it's bigger.
Yeah, it's picturing like encyclopedia, like huge thing. Some really good drawing.
Mm-hmm. So one of those pictures.
That's creepy as hell. Put that down. Stop touching it.
One of the paintings in the Book of the Dead comes from William Blake's painting, The Great Red Dragon and the Woman Clothed with the Sun.
That's a nice title.
And that's a very long one for a painting.
Clothes with the Sun. It's poetic, too. He's like, I just found my new favorite book. There's a picture of the book,
in the book.
That's amazing. Oh no, the moon is getting filled up. Really? They're just gonna put all that other stuff out of their mind?
That's the painting.
This is the tape I found downstairs.
Oh, nice. Oh, he found a tape. Shit, yeah.
So this voice. That voice of the professor on the tape is American Movie Classics host Bob Dorian.
Oh! I was like, he sounds familiar. I was picturing, like, Twilight Zone or something.
You have entered the Twilight Zone. Mm. Nachos.
Book of the Dead. The book is bound in human flesh and inked in human blood.
Oh, they love each other.
Demon resurrection of those forces which roam the forest and dark bowers of man's domain. The first few pages warn that these enduring creatures may lie dormant but are never truly dead. They may be recalled to active life through the incantations presented in this book. It is through recitation of these passages that the demons are given license to possess the living.
Possess.
Hey, what you do that for? It's just getting good.
I just don't want to hear it anymore.
It made me draw.
You guys know, it was even bad drawing.
You weren't there.
I was doing such a great job on my clock.
Hey, no, I just want to hear the rest of it.
He's going to fuck it up.
No,
don't let this guy touch anything.
I know, really.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Y'all should have let What's-Her-Face keep it off. It's setting the forest on fire.
Oh, no. Forest fire.
Smokey the Bear, like, comes out. Guys.
What'd I tell you?
We don't listen to Latin. Come on.
There it is.
Shut it off.
Throw it across the room. Shit, girl, you made the trees come in. They were listening to that in the dark on purpose?
Yeah.
I thought the power had gone out because of the storm.
God. She's nuts. You're a dick.
She acts like she's 3 years old or something.
Really? She does? They're all like, man, why do we hang out with him? God, douchebag. Ooh, nice.
Good job.
I want one of those.
Right?
Like, flips down
window.
From the top. I don't want a broken window. I want the thing that,
yeah,
comes
that
over.
Covers it.
She's the good girl. She's so sweet. Are those corduroy pants?
Yes.
I want them.
I have a pair.
You have corduroy pants?
I do. They're green. I love them. Don't wear them very often. These are super hot.
Oh.
A Tiffany necklace. Yes. Yes. Love you, Ash. Even if I do have this stupid turtleneck sweater.
Apparently it's super cold in there, so she needs that. I won't begrudge her.
Her nipples aren't hard. She's lying.
She's got a padded bra. She has 4 bras on.
God damn it.
This is weird.
Her face.
I'm gonna assume it's for me.
Oh, it's not Tiffany's, guys. Never mind.
It's a handmade brooch. Did they wear brooches in the 80s, or is that more like old ladies?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Remember, we saw April Fool's, and
oh,
the
yes!
girl had that big-ass brooch on? Oh, he's
dimples!
Score.
Aww. That's adorable.
It's a condom.
Aww. Is that a magnifying glass?
Yep. I know you can't see when you read.
I know how you love mysteries, and you're always, you're like right. Nancy Drew.
Look at you. I love how you look for clues.
It's a monocle.
It is, right? You got your prescription and everything just for your left eye.
I know you don't like to talk about it, but this will make you stylish. It's pretty, though.
It is.
And all the jokes I could make if I had it.
Gee, the gang at the Mystery Machine is going to be really happy when they see this. It's going to come in handy.
I'm going to use this so much. You know me so well.
Get it, girl.
The good girl and the good boy. Aww. Young love.
They're going to have sex and die.
They're not, though. How cutesy they are. I can see that dickhead and his girl guy, doing yeah. it, but not them. They're waiting till marriage.
Oh, where's the other chick? She's by herself.
She just went and checked on her. I guess she's, like, in bed.
There she is. He's gonna go get her. He knocks on the window. Hey. Hey.
Hey, what did I tell you?
Can I come in? Titties!
Ah, there they are.
We got titties. There she is.
She's still looking at that picture. I'd be going back to my other picture.
She's like, I swear, I drew SpongeBob better than this.
This is ugly. This is my worst art ever. How does she not see him? He's right there.
I know, right? It's dark, Terry.
He's like right in her face. She needs that necklace so she could get a better look out the window.
Look how tiny. Right. Can I borrow your mug? She's going to go get it.
Hey.
Can I borrow your magnifying glass?
You're going out in the woods. Oh,
look at the balls on her.
Damn.
There's Terry. I'll be back, guys. I heard a noise.
I thought I saw a creepy guy outside. Be right back.
We'll be in here.
Is anybody out there?
I was outside with my husband last night, and he goes, I heard a sound. We should go investigate.
You're like, yes.
And he goes, he looked at me and went, you'd do it, wouldn't you? I go, Pam and I have gone to investigate strange noises. We're the first chicks to die in a scary movie.
We will admit it, guys.
Even knowing that we shouldn't.
We all kinds of advice to survive, but we will not survive with you.
No. We'll make sure that you guys survive. We'll sacrifice ourselves.
Just make sure you
think this. Look at the moon. It's going away. First of all, that is way too big. That's not normal. And second of all,
maybe
does she not notice?
Maybe it is in Tennessee. People in Tennessee, email us.
Is the moon closer to you?
Is the moon closer to you, guys? Drunkandscary@gmail.com.
This is a scientific question. We need to know. How realistic is this scene? You think she's wearing shoes? She's in a robe.
No, she just went out. She probably got some, like, slippers. Some cute little slippers.
I know someone's out.
That's why I have no weapon or any way to defend
myself.
I'm going to
come all the way out into the middle of the woods.
I heard you.
Plus, I was already terrified and ran away from the Latin, but I'm going to run out into the dark. She is a conundrum.
A conundrum. I love it.
Every single time I read a book now and I see the word bonkers, I really want to take a screenshot and send it to you. Every time.
Every time I hear that word, my mind goes straight to you. Run!
Oh no, not the trees!
Ah, what did nature do to them?
Get your skinny ass back inside. Oh no, it's coming after her!
Uh-oh.
It's gonna smack her in the face. Gonna wrap her up. Did she not notice? Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're gonna get a splinter. Oh, on the neck, too. No!
None of her friends hear this?
They're too busy fucking.
Not the good kids.
Oh, no.
It's like it's doing it on purpose.
Ripping her clothes
it
off.
It hates that robe.
It's like, no, bitch. This is not you.
This is not your color.
This is very old lady. She is wearing slippers.
They look comfy.
Shore Dogs. Oh no. Where do you think you are going?
Yeah, you don't belong there.
Oh, it's gonna wrap around.
Okay, that's better than
What? No, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no, Titty. Wrapped around her boobs.
The forest is getting fresh.
Ouch.
Oh no.
Not in there.
Oh no, no, no. This is getting really uncomfortable. No.
Oh my god. Scream.
Oh my god.
A stick right in the vajayjay.
She kind of sounds
screaming.
Like she's enjoying
I know,
it.
Right?
This is weird.
Oh, man,
she's
got it.
Some strength there. She starts screaming at the forest. No means no!
Right? Me too! Oh, is she running back?
She better be running.
Oh, she's fighting with it.
The wind is keep... Oh. Girl, run with those on you. Shit, just go.
This wind, Raimi was trying to sleep one night, and it was really windy, and he had the window kind of cracked, and he kept hearing that wind.
Do not stop. Keep
so
going.
He got up and recorded it because he thought it was kind of eerie.
Nice. Take advantage of what you got around you.
Is she running back? Okay, good.
Is she?
Oh, my
or
God.
Is she going just
quit
in
falling.
Random direction?
I don't know. I'm hoping she's running back.
She's going further into the woods. She's like, maybe there's another house out here. I don't want to bother my friends. They're so busy.
Right. She seems like she's running away because I think she would have already been there.
Yeah, because she walked and she made it that far. Those look like lights.
Yeah.
Stop turning around, Jesus.
And stop falling. Stop it.
She'd fall less if she wouldn't be looking behind her while she's running. Oh, good.
Oh, finally.
Good, good. She was.
So there were tons of injuries on the set.
Because most of them from
they
her.
They did all the stunts themselves, a lot of them. And they're in the woods. They had to do a lot of running, so of course there was injuries, and they were so far away from medical assistance that they just had to deal with it.
Go through the broken window.
No shit. Kick the freaking door. I would have been kicking that bitch.
Look at her barely tapping
the
it.
The key is up there. The key. Come on, bitch. There. Hurry!
Why is
hurry.
It up there?
It's on a hook! Fucking shit!
I think some of the keys went behind the...
Oh, no, the piece of wood?
Yeah. What is wrong with everyone inside that they do not hear any of this?
They're too busy having sex, Terry.
Even when you're
That's
having
why
sex,
it,
you
it
can
took
hear...
her. They're like, well, since your friends are doing it and you're here by yourself, how about some wood?
They're like, we don't want you to feel left out.
Dang it.
Oh, she's losing her shit. Get in there.
Hurry.
Break the window yourself.
Hurry up. Come on. Oh, fucking no. Oh.
Get in.
Good old Ash.
You had to be creepy about it.
He hurt her.
Oh, no. The nice guy got her. Next time.
His full name's supposed to be Ashley J. Williams. I don't know what the J
is. It was weird. I heard her, when she got to the door, she was yelling Ashley, and I was like, is that supposed to be Ash's name?
Ash's name, yeah.
She's like, hey, check all this. Check out all my woods.
Look!
You see this?
Splinters!
That was literal wood right there. Yes, smart. Let's go.
Can we get the fuck out of here? Take me home.
All of them? You should leave the door open?
Yeah.
Nobody else is coming?
Okay,
fine. It's in the car.
Right. Boo!
It's in the back seat. It's going to get her.
Come on. I want to get back. My girlfriend's here.
That one maple tree is like, got a huge crush on this chick.
Like, no, don't leave me. I love you.
Man, why do I have to get stuck with this crazy lady?
Mm.
The tree fucked up your car.
It grew inside of the engine.
It pulled out your spark plug.
It. It poured sugar in your tank.
You're like in Children of the Corn, just put corn oil in there?
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's full of leaves and shit.
Corn oil?
It's, oh, we can't get started. We got to find a new pun for this.
I'm just going to stay in the car. Roll up the window.
You're going to flood it, dude. Stop.
Oh, God.
It's
not
going to
let us leave.
Oh.
The woods are like, fuck you. I refuse to let you be right.
He's looking at her like, okay, fucking
man,
crazy.
You're causing so many problems. I can't believe she sat there with the window down the whole time.
I know. Now she's like, I'm going to roll it up.
You're not quite as panicked as you're coming across right now. Oh, good. The car started. Let's get back inside in the safety of this house.
Well, they just wanted to make sure they left. And they were okay, Terry.
Did they, though?
Probably not.
All I'm seeing is a bunch of assholes.
So during a lot of the in between the scenes, Campbell helped out a lot with the props and setting up the sets and like staging everything and helping out with the crew and stuff.
It's really bright. Do you not see headlights? It's not bright like that normally. Somebody has to be coming the other way. But I can understand why he would do that because he's already been making movies, like, sort of, with his friend.
Yeah.
He looks hypnotized.
He does.
Where are you going?
Did he turn the car off? Oh, he hears something. Just drive off.
Close the door. Close it.
Just drive.
What happened last time you went into the woods? Remember that?
No,
like 10 minutes ago?
Just drive off. I would have grabbed him like, no, you fucking leave. I'm leaving your ass here. I'm taking this car and I'm gone.
Come on.
Damn, and look how foggy it is.
Oh, no.
I can't handle the fog.
Have you seen the movie The Fog with Jamie Lee Curtis?
No. Even, like, on the way to work, when it would get super foggy, and I'd go in, like, at 5 in the morning, and it'd be pitch black. Driving down this street,
we don't have any
automatically, and some people leave just their porch light on.
What is that?
And right away, I'm like, oh, hell no. Oh, it's the bridge.
Oh, shit.
It's all mangled. Fuck.
Where'd Ash go?
I don't know. Maybe he's looking at the bridge. But I think of The Exorcist. I'm like, man, this... Or automatically I go to a zombie flick. I'm like, oh, well, if I see something human-like running at me, I'm out this bitch.
Ah! Get in the car and go home right now.
Right.
Get in the house.
To the cabin. That goddamn book. Burn it.
Have your freak out somewhere not out in the open where you've already been attacked. What? Oh.
Let's listen to it again to be sure. My grandfather had tons of those in his garage and tons of real cameras, you know?
Yeah.
With the reels and stuff. And we would, and he had a lot of compasses. He was a shrimp boat captain who was in the Coast Guard, and he had like ship wheels and all kinds of cool stuff. And we would go in his garage and play Goonies.
Of course, you did.
Me and all my cousins. Let's go play Goonies in our grandpa's garage. Fuck yes.
She's like, that. I'm super psychic.
I don't believe it. Of spades.
What?
Hearts. Eight of spades. Two of spades. Jack of diamonds. Jack of clubs.
Oh, God. Push her out that window.
Oh, those contacts had to have hurt.
Ugh. Her mouth isn't even moving.
Yeah. They're like, what's wrong with her? I think she's
go
on
nudge her a little.
Hey. This guy.
I think she's on her period.
What'd you do to her?
Hey, man.
Don't touch her.
Get away from her, dude. Look at all those pencils.
Oh, look at those shoes. You better go put some tennis shoes on, girl.
You can't run in those.
No, hell no, you can't run in that shit.
That would hurt if you hit somebody with them. Don't touch her.
Ah! Oh, no, the pencil!
I knew it. Like, pencils are a bad weapon. Oh, look at her hands. They're so gross. Please don't stab him. No.
A lot of times they accidentally did get stabbed.
Ah! Oh, shit.
Oh! Oh, my God! Yes! Oh! Oh,
in this man! Oh, God!
Then she fucking slapped
the bitch slapped.
Holy shit. That's pretty good. And everybody, feel free to stand and not help him.
Right? Nobody? Get that. You have a fucking axe.
But he had it coming to him.
He really did, though.
But the other girls, I mean, if I was a chick, I would already, like, punched her in the head. There you go. Don't worry.
Keep going in that hole.
There you go.
Shut it.
Shut it again. Use the other end.
Jesus, look how much she's changed.
Use the other end. What the fuck, dude? Use the fucking short part. Oh, there. No, not like that. Somebody needs to teach this guy how to use this.
How did he even get any of the wood cut up? He's like using the wood part
the wrong way. I don't know why it don't work.
I mean, I get it, it's their friend, but also, that does not look like their friend
anymore. I'm sorry, if you turned into that, I would have already.
I would want you to. Nobody needs to see that. Please kill me. Look at his face. What is happening? You guys think she might have been right about the woods?
Look at the.
The moon again!
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
It was all the excitement.
Weed attack.
The woods got to Pam, too.
In the woods. Oh, his poor girlfriend. Their stabbed foot. Achilles tendon.
I saw my son running around with a pencil earlier, and I went, no! I, like, dove across the room and took it from him, and he looked at me like I was insane, and all I could picture was, you could have stabbed me with that.
Shit.
Because it's always me.
Oh, my gosh. Look at her.
You did not... Chain
I'm
that
just
right.
Chill in there. We'll just sit here.
Really? Put something on top of that, like all those chairs. That deer head would probably weigh a lot. Yeah, but there's no bridge.
Shit.
I think we forgot to tell you guys that. Yeah, they didn't tell
There's
them
no,
shit when they came
tell.
Home.
There was no. Bitch, shut up. Grab her.
I want to see
contacts.
What's wrong with them?
They're white.
Oh, man.
Ew,
let me see.
Their eyes.
Oh, no.
They did. He did a good job with the prosthetics and everything for what he used.
Yeah.
Coffee grinds and corn syrup and...
He's like, this is in my compost heap in my kitchen.
Right.
Let's see what we can do.
Oh, yeah, I can make that. No problem. Here comes another one. They're going to get ice cream.
Oh, I was like, that's so close.
My husband and daughter. I want to get ice cream.
Get away from the window.
They didn't bring me any.
There's something out there.
What is it?
If these people would just communicate with each other
I
better.
Know. But that's how it usually works in horror movies. Nobody
I know.
Communicates, and it's very frustrating. I'm sorry, Tara. You and I are going to have all kinds of signals going.
We got our
One
hand
of us loses
hand
our
motions.
Mouth, our voice. We can sign language. What's going on?
We're going to learn some Morse code.
ASL this shit. Lost a hand. Give me a pencil.
Right with my mouth. Don't worry.
Write it on the floor with my foot.
I'll be texting you.
Some way of
have some kind of instrument in my pocket.
Morse code. Oh, no.
Really? You just look and move as slow as possible?
You need to take that thing with you, buddy.
You guys are the worst friends. If that was my girlfriend, I would be running as soon as I heard a scream, not just looking at the door after, you know?
Yeah.
Come on. I at least expected Bruce Campbell to run.
She's gone.
I guess she left
me. Look at that little room.
Does this one have a shutter? Really? God damn it. Put your stupid head back in.
I don't care if he gets murdered.
I just care that he's dumb. Close your shutters.
Did you see where she went? she just took off. She couldn't take it. She jumped out the window.
I was like, fuck you guys.
Not this bitch.
It's a big
T. Puts it back. I can fix it. Oh, she's in there.
She's in the closet. She's gonna kill you so dead.
It's the other chick. Oh!
Oh, no. It's behind the thing now.
Oh, it's an actual door.
Oh, I thought it was a curtain.
I thought it was a curtain, too. Oh, God. Don't go down the creepy door.
Close that closet door. Jesus Christ.
Fucking lock that shit. Just yell through the crack. Joyce?
No? Hey, okay. The girl's gone. Knock. We need to all stick together. Oh, no. There she is. She's in there. Oh, no. She's in there.
That's actually a pretty big bathroom for...
Look at the walls.
Is that plastic?
Yeah, it's like, that's not wallpaper.
Oh, God. Just do it already!
It's like wrapping paper.
God damn. No! Her, too. Don't worry, I'm with that bitch. Oh my god. They're sinking! They need to draw the circle.
Wait, she's on fire now?
Yes. Ew.
Oh, did she fall in the fireplace?
He's actually going to stay there and listen.
She's like, this is so cool.
This guy has the worst luck with these shelves. No, fuck, she's going to burn his hair. Come on, Ash, get
up. You can defeat that shelf. You can get it. Use it to hit that girl.
Where the fuck is the axe? Oh, no, she's going to...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and he's like, man, I just fucked this girl.
I know, right? Oh, look, he's got
his... He has his own sword? Knife. Oh.
Come on, dude. What are you waiting for? Oh, really?
What did he just do?
Stab that bitch.
Oh, he's cutting her hand off. Oh. That's a bit more hardcore than I thought he would be.
Come on, Ash.
The hell?
Ew.
Is she eating her own arm?
Ew.
Everyone's so grossed out.
Fucking hit her, dude. Oh.
Get away.
Why would you just stab?
They're just in shock about how gross this is.
Oh, my God. Put the hand on it. There you go, buddy.
He stabbed her in the weirdest way possible. Why not
she stabbed straight herself forward?
Why would he put the sword behind her back and go that way?
Oh, she's pulling it out.
Ew!
They need that sword. That's the sword to kill these things.
Oh, shit. Cut her head off. She should stop making this awful sound.
Really? Come on. They need to put this axe to use.
Him just standing there with the axe like, oh, God, what do I do? This is so gross. Oh, God. I'll let you kill your own girlfriend. I don't want to.
Yeah. That's actually like 2% milk.
Oh, I was like, what is that? Like my Lanta?
Oh, my Lanta. It's milk. 2% to be precise.
Gross. Man, guard your girlfriend because you're running out of them.
Oh, shit.
Look at his face.
Oh, well, his chick stabbed. She's fucked. Her Achilles tendons?
Yeah, but so far she's not like this.
Leave her. She might as well be.
No, man, she's going to come back. She's going to come back.
So for the stabbing sounds, they used dead chickens. They would stab them and record the sound to replicate the sound of the flesh being stabbed. Yeah.
Axe! Use your axe!
And don't stand by the fucking window!
Oh, dang. Dropped her fast.
Again. He's like, fuck this bitch. I never liked her anyways. I'll get a new one.
I've been thinking of doing this for so long.
Oh. Fuck you. Remember that time you called me an idiot?
Remember you were making fun of my driving?
So Steven Spielberg saw this at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah.
And immediately loved it. It's his number 5 on his best horror movies list.
Oh, the pieces are moving.
And he helped to promote it with whichever way he can.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because he really loved this movie. He was so impressed with their special effects and all that.
Is she, though? Look at all that wiggling.
Shelly's dead. We gotta bury her now.
It's gonna be like, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
So,
like, don't you tell anybody.
That chick, when they took off all her prosthetics, she lost her eyelashes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got caught in this stuff.
Oh, God. That poor girl.
They should just fucking off the other bitch, too.
Like, clearly this thing's only after girls,
right?
Ew.
Burn it. Come
Throw
on
her
now.
In the fire.
Everybody knows so you burn the body.
These dudes don't. Man, they can't even dig right.
You think so? I think it would
Look at that.
Smell bad.
They're like barely scooping up the dead grass on the top. Right. They can't even dig.
It's shallow grave.
They're like, this is deep enough, right? Grass. They just cover in some leaves.
But hey.
And I'm like, this is it. No one will ever find her. A quick breeze, and there she is. Get back in the cabin. Okay, good. Good job, guys.
That was fast.
Way to hustle.
Way to hustle, buddy.
Get away from that fucking window. And we can find it in the dark. Why don't we swim? Oh, you dick face.
What are you, crazy? Fuck you, Scott. Then you go out there.
Yeah, let him go.
Just say
bye. Bye, peace out. Go. I don't care what happens to her. I'm like, damn it again. Why are we friends? Why do we hang out with you?
And he's taking the car. Oh, he's going to walk. That's right. You fucking walk.
Look, he can't take
Ash's
the car. Is it Ash's car? He wasn't driving.
This thing's still watching them.
He's like, yeah, I'm just going to go to my
Cover
room.
Cover it with some of those bookshelves.
And That's I would so be putting creepy. Everything on top of that door that she's under.
The fridge, the stove.
Everything in the room would just suddenly be in this one big pile.
To all the way to the roof that just blocks it.
Like a really bad game of Tetris. It's just all the way up. I'm like, nope, there you go. Let me check your foot. It's hanging off.
He's like, oh,
I can't believe she can even sleep right now.
Oh,
oh run
no.
away.
Oh, oh God. Fuck her, too. It's the lead from the pencil. It poisoned her. Where the fuck is the axe, Ash?
Boy, you better learn to look where you're walking.
No shit.
There's no telling what's in there.
Ah! He's one, too?
You're all alone, buddy.
It got me. Oh, look at the big old. Look at her.
Oh, God. She's so creepy. Good job for her, man.
Scotty,
what the fuck? Okay. I can't believe they didn't show us what happened to him because I would have enjoyed.
Just leave.
Ah! I wonder what direction they gave her. Be creepy as shit. Okie dokie. Creepy. He's just ignoring her. He's like stoking the fire and stuff. Okay.
No, we're not gonna die.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
We're not gonna die.
This dude looks dead already.
Now listen to me, Scotty.
He looks like he's dead. He's dead. Your speech did not do much. He's got the same tint to his skin that the other.
Oh,
boy, that
fuck
I just
you.
Left you.
You're gonna leave your girl, me, and.
He's gonna like break in a bone or something. Does she have more makeup on
I
or
think
something?
So. Oh, no.
Punch her in the face. Shut up. Yes. Oh no.
Yes. Please work.
Poor thing. He just gave her that necklace.
That could work. And she's gonna stand there and laugh instead of doing something.
Maybe it's just. She didn't die, so it's just possessing her.
But still, you would think it would be like.
Much. He's gonna believe all the things.
Help me, please. Don't fall for it. She can stand and her foot's jacked up. She's lying. Don't fall for it, Ashley.
Where is it coming from?
She's lying. She's lying.
Oh, how come we can't see your face? No, that's okay. Don't you do it, Ashley. Don't you believe her.
Oh, this guy's gonna be one too.
Come on, don't. Even if she was alright, you know she wouldn't be sounding like that. She'd be panicked.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be just all calm. yeah, everything's all right now. Let me out. You saw how she was.
You're
just
good, too. I'm good, too.
Before any of this happened, she was all super panicky. What the hell am I doing in here? Blah, blah, blah. Don't believe her. She's going to kill you so hard.
Cheryl.
Ah! Oh, God.
Ashley.
No.
Ew, why it's in his mouth. Why did she grab? Oh, he's dead.
Oh. Ah, fuck. Oh, shit, that'll make me kill her real quick. Throw her ass out the door.
Well, let the trees take you.
Where is he taking her?
I don't know.
That's far enough. Throw that dude out there, too, because he's going to be one of them.
You know, right? Oh, the door's closed.
They really like the special effects with the black going over the giant moon.
Oh, the window's open.
Oh, good. Great.
They're safe.
I'll stand right they're next safe. To it with that crazy chick I just put out there.
Here, have some pickle juice.
The hell is that? Pee? Yeah, we don't have any water.
He's just poured it down his throat.
He's not even looking. He's just pouring.
That's how I want you to...
Don't you worry. Just if this ever happens to you, I will drown you slowly.
Bet you'd like that, wouldn't you?
He's dead.
You're all alone, buddy. She's a werewolf, too?
Oh. How the fuck?
I knew that full moon was going to come into effect sometime.
Eventually. There's the car.
It's a cool tree. Oh!
Oh,
shit!
No!
How could you? I gave you that awesome necklace.
He's like, how the fuck did you get back inside? Ew.
Ew.
Gross.
Look at her eye, the way they drew the eyelashes on.
Come on. You're stronger than her.
Smash her into that mirror.
Where the fuck is the axe? Look, grab that guy's knife. There you go.
Oh,
Superman.
Playing airplane. Oh, you do Superman, yeah. You do airplane. What a ridiculous way to hold that sword.
She's trying to be creepy. Oh, no. I got him.
Stab him now.
Step on her. Step on the... Stop. Throw that bitch out the window. Fucking turn, kick.
They all stab that way. Oh
nice.
Ew.
There's the milk. Just fucking stab this bitch in the head already.
Oh, gross.
Oh, looks creepy.
Fell in her eyes.
That sucks.
After she spent all that time making her eyelashes look like that.
Did you see her piercing? She's got it, like, up here.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't see it.
Oh, I bet this guy's...
what
book is he reading? She's gonna die to a good book.
She's like trying to smush her face out.
Oh, cool. This guy just burying.
Aw, she looks normal now. Oh, he's chaining her to the table? I guess so. How did he even know that was in there?
Sure. They had plans, Terry.
Who the hell lived in this cabin before? What is that
Hunters.
For?
Hunters. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, God. Can you imagine having to do that to, like, your husband? Like, he loves her, you know?
Give me your necklace.
Yeah, take that necklace off first. That's beautiful.
And give it to the next one. To get up.
Take it off. Save it.
Can't.
Oh,
why throw the chainsaw?
Just put it next to you.
Just hold on to
just
it.
In case.
Yeah.
Keep it close. Poor thing. Well,
I guess he decided to bury her.
We're going to go bury you next to that other girl. Trunk.
I'll save you for later. I haven't decided what I want to do with you yet.
I kind of like that robe.
Right?
It's nice. It had to be buried in something. At least it's nice. She moved.
I know. She's pointing her. They're horrible actors when they act dead.
I was like, I don't know if it's because she's not really dead or because the actress couldn't be still.
Mm-mm.
Oh, there it is.
I knew it.
Should've cut her up.
Should've fucking set her ass on fire.
Oh, they're playing this game again.
Game. So good. He's gonna close his eyes and pick up the fucking shovel.
He's gonna go over there, like, right in her face and just wait.
Right?
Hey.
I knew it! Punch. Taco kick.
She really? She just sat up. I know. Did they put that cross there when they buried that chick?
I guess.
When did they have time for that?
I don't know. I have a feeling that one's gonna come. Oh no, that one's all cut up.
Yeah, but the pieces were still moving.
Damn, he dug that hole pretty quick. Dude, just drop her.
Yeah, that's a very shallow grave. That's like maybe a foot.
No.
He's like, man, I've done so much digging tonight. I'm so, my shoulders hurt. This sucks.
And I gotta go fight that other bitch who's in there. Keeps calling me by my full name.
I hate my full name.
She thinks she is my mother. I don't even like her. Talk about, Ashley. Come on, bitch. Everybody knows I'm Ash. Weird.
Yeah, he bit a cross up for her, too. Where are these crosses
come
from? She let
him bury her.
So she can come up all dramatic-like?
Right. She's like, I've always wanted to do this. This is my chance. We'll let it happen.
This is going to be so amazing. You should.
Oh, look.
I can't wait to see his face. Oh, she left it there for him. That's so nice.
Oh, she did it on fucking purpose. Oh, my God.
Ew.
Oh, she's scratching.
Oh my God!
Legs.
They have the longest nails.
Kick her in the fucking face.
He's just taking it. He's just standing there.
Oh,
hit her with that cross. Hit her with that thing.
Come on, Ash. So this is all foam.
She's got like old lady hair right now,
right?
Ew.
I have a dairy allergy. Fuck you. I'm lactose intolerant. Again. Oh, he's all snotted out from fucking beating the shit out of her. Shot.
Oh, but that other chick's there.
But she's all cut up. Remember, he cut her up. And
yeah, but her pieces were moving. That piece. If she.
No!
Whoa.
There.
Yes. Ew.
Nice.
Oh!
Close your mouth, dude. Fucking chop that bitch up. Oh, she's like digging in his cheek and shit.
All of them have the longest, grossest nails.
Stop it.
Ew, imagine walking into the woods and seeing just a head.
I'm like, oh, I'm great.
It's like an episode of Bones.
So scared. I'm just gonna know.
Look at his face. Look how ridiculously clean his face is.
The crew was always constantly covered in blood.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ding. Oh, she got out.
Boy, no. There has to be an inside room in this house that doesn't have windows. You can just lock yourself in for a little while.
So they said that at the end of filming, when everybody did go home.
Do not go there. They're basically asking you to.
I know. He stayed and helped out, and then he was covered in blood and dirt and just grimy and dirty. He hadn't showered. And they made him ride in the back of the truck all the way home.
Can you imagine being one of the cars?
Covered up in like, all of it.
The car behind them is just like going down the highway somewhere random.
And just see
like,
this guy.
Calling the cops.
I'd like to report.
There's a bloody guy.
A bloody guy.
In the back of a truck. I think maybe he's a killer or he's being kidnapped by whoever's
driving that truck.
He escaped something. Oh, no! There she is.
Where's the dude friend?
Yeah, I don't know where
Scott?
He's at either.
Scott.
Oh, nice. It Ooh. Did shoot.
He finally used it. Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Look at her eyeballs. Ugh.
The door.
Where's that sword thing with the weird skull on it?
Didn't work, remember?
But at least made him spit milk everywhere. That has to mean something, right?
I don't know. Oh, no. Hurry up. Close it.
Where'd that milk come from? What's wrong with that door? Chop those fingers off.
There you go. Again. Smush.
You can get them.
Again. Smush.
Back door?
Does it not lock?
What?
She's already in there.
Shells.
Shells.
Even with a goop on his face, he's still attractive.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going down there?
Downstairs.
Those stairs are the
worst stairs ever.
So he's got to look at the... I'm surprised he can walk on that
Whenever
ladder.
Whenever I see stairs like that, and I have to walk down them...
I always picture somebody from underneath the stairs grabbing
my ankle.
Yeah.
We had stairs. My cousins did that shit. It is the scariest feeling ever.
I was just reading this one... I don't remember what the name of the book was, but she was like... She had to go in the basement for something. She was like, those are Chucky stairs.
Yeah.
That's where you see the
I learned to
the doll
stomp
coming through.
And they stopped doing it because I would stomp their hands. But fuck that. They fucked with me, so.
So blood's coming out of the pipes?
And just out of habit, so we went to a carnival and they had a haunted house. You know those ones that walk through, it's like a couple of trailers.
Ew! Close your fucking mouth.
Ugh. So we're walking through, and I guess they made the mistake of, or they had like somebody grabbing feet on the bottom.
Filling up the light bulb, sorry.
They grabbed my foot, and I stomped, and I heard somebody yell, oh, fuck. And I ran out the other way, and I felt so bad, I think I hurt somebody, because it's just out of habit. You feel somebody grab, you're going to.
So, yeah, that's a bad idea in general. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like watching those videos of people, like, dressing up as clowns trying to scare somebody. Mm-hmm. And then the person they're trying to scare, like, punches them in the face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what's going to happen. You have to expect that.
What did you expect?
That is an amazing rag he just used.
Who is he yelling, shut up to? Oh, it's the song.
The film.
Hit her.
Oh, I bet Scott's down there.
Yeah, where is Scott? Oh, no. It said something about dismemberment. This music does not go well.
No, but...
Or it goes perfectly. I can't tell. Get out of the basement, dude. Yep. Get out now. That rag was amazing. Was it like a magic eraser rag? Look how clean he is.
Nice.
He was just...
Look at that old Band-Aids tin.
Look, he was just swimming in blood, and now he's all clean.
I haven't seen one of those in years.
Those are good, though, because they're resealable, I guess, because they're tin.
Oh,
you could use them for anything.
The stairs again.
That's where Scott is. He's under the stairs. Ooh, look at the ceiling. Wait, is the clock working now?
Yes.
What's that sound?
Oh my god. Climb out all the way out of the attic.
Oh, it's
cellar.
So fast.
And close the door.
Yeah, close the door. He just stares at everything. Everything he does is like slow motion, all of his reactions.
So the shots that he did, he tilted the camera to get more of an elongated shot, and supposedly it was like a big deal. I don't know. I'm not...
Like whenever you go to buy a house and you look at them online, like, and the rooms look bigger because of the way they took the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I like you're patronizing me. Yes, that's
no,
what
I'm not. I promise. I'm not.
You're so smart, Terry. I can't believe you made that connection.
I am not patronizing you.
There's got to be a better room for you to hide in. Or not. Make your last stand in.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. Go to the room with the gourds and stuff hanging. There were no windows in there for them. Oh, shit. Is that Scott?
Maybe. Oh, no. Close the shed. The shutters. Hold on.
Get away from the windows. The shutters aren't that scary. Get away from them. I could cut you.
Oh, I guess that was everything.
Still by the window. Oh. What do you see?
In that little...
What do you see?
He's tripping balls.
He's lost his mind. He is tripping balls. God. What was
did
in that...
take?
It was in that blood that came all over him on the... from the pipes. It's all acid blood.
Save those, right? Acid blood.
Or they're in the woods. It's shrooms. It's... They've been in the pipes the whole time.
Save your bullets.
Get away from that door. Something bad's gonna
rounds.
Happen. Get away from the door. Something bad's gonna happen.
Technical term for that.
Yes. What you went down there for. Good job.
I think he only has one more left after this. Does he have it in the other pocket? So maybe two rounds?
No, that pocket's for his cigarette.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. He's going crazy.
Santa. What is it? What's in your pocket?
No. I bet it's the...
It's the necklace?
Yes. Yep. There it
is. Use it to look for clues. Find where Scott is. And in the morning when the sun comes out, use it to burn that place
burn
down.
Burn the house under, right? Exactly. Fuck this cabin.
That's like a multi-tool right there.
Uh-oh.
It's weirdly silent. Oh, no.
I don't even hear the crickets.
Oh! Oh, God. If she can bust through wood, she can rip his eyeballs out. Get out of there.
Oh, my God, no. Ah!
Drop.
Turn
there
around and shoot. Boom.
Right through the
She's
freaking
clearly
door.
Right there. Just shoot her.
If her there. Arms were...
So- oh, did
yes.
you see her face? Ew.
Don't put your head there.
Kick the door. Keep going at her. Don't stop. What are you doing? Oh, the window's broken, dude.
Yeah, but at least the door.
Oh, there he is!
He looks so old now. His hair turned white. Oh, man.
She could hold him.
Wait. There's
the
book.
It's the book. Throw it in the fire.
That is a nice little desk thing.
Right?
Oh, what happens? When he leaves this, he needs to keep that. Put it in the back
if
of the car.
If he leaves this. What happened?
No, I want to see no!
Yes! Left it!
Oh, oh! Oh!
That was amazing.
What is that, a rib?
Something. Ew. He sprung a leak.
Gross.
That was great.
What is he? Like the Wicked Witch of the West? He's melting.
Oh, because the book's by the fire. It's singeing. Kick that fucker in there.
You can do it. You're a smart boy.
Shit.
Oh, dang.
She's like, gotta
her hair turned gray, too. They turn into old people?
I guess.
No, save the necklace. You need that.
Or the book.
Put that book in the fire.
Oh, he's still coming, even though he doesn't have any eyeballs. Kick his ass. Not like that.
Good
Everybody
Lord.
Knows you. Kick down. Oh, no.
Oh, is that a fire poker? Don't let her do it. Maybe she picked the broom thing instead of the fire poker.
The nails.
Oh, please don't lose your nails. Yes. Use your fine motor skill. Barely, daintily picked it up. What are they doing?
He's trying to catch it. Oh, they're going to fuck him up. Oh.
Wow, it's weird that she chose to hit him with it and stab him.
Right?
Him.
Hurry.
They're just fucking with him right now.
It's catching on fire. Let it burn. Oh, there
he's
going to
eat
him. He's going to bite you. Kick his ass. No. God damn it.
Get that poker away from her. Stab her with the poker. Grab the poker.
Oh, no. He's never going to get away. Oh, he got it.
Oh, hey.
It was on fire. Throw it in there some more.
I'm going to read a spell out of this.
There you go.
Using your book smarts.
Oh, wait. She's frozen.
Now she's got blue blood? Oh shit. The one time he got a little bit lucky. He totally could have had a bookshelf fall on him out of nowhere.
Ew. Did you hear the crunching?
Ew, and even her blinking sounds? Ew. Gross. Don't watch it, buddy. You're going to have so much therapy after this.
It's pretty cool, though. Look at that.
Oh.
That's awesome. Look at...
What did they use for that? Play-Doh?
It's like clay. Like
hamburger meat. Ew! He licked his eyeball.
It's so good.
Yeah, claymation maybe?
Claymation? That's what I was thinking. That was good. He's just covered in blood like... Bless you. Like, what the fuck? Is that it?
He's like, I don't even know what to do right now.
Did I do it?
Or
ew.
It's like grits.
Maybe. Oatmeal?
Tapioca pudding.
Ew,
she's still going?
They're
going to blow up. Oh, God, look at her eyeballs.
Look at her eyeballs. Do something. Something's going to happen to him. I just know it. Look, Terry, watch. Watch. Oh, no, I'm looking.
Oh!
Ew,
where'd that come from?
Oh, my God.
Where are these hands from?
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh,
the hell's happening? Oh, it's gonna land on him.
Roaches! No, get it.
His mouth is always open with a lot. Every
look
time
at the book.
Happens.
But I can't deal with roaches.
Join us?
Yeah. Join us.
You guys just melted in. Like, gross. I don't want to join that.
No.
Club. No thanks.
I like my nice clear complexion.
Now look at this.
Gray's not a good look for me.
My handy dandy rag that instantly cleans everything, and I'm gonna have my own club by myself.
White contacts? No.
No thanks. Oh, there's her clothes, just laying there. Poor dude. Everything went in his face.
No shit.
Oh, the clock works fine.
The clock's
fine.
Back.
So he's got to chill there until daylight so he can go find this trail.
Yeah. And leave.
He's going to become like a hermit and never talk to anyone ever again.
No shit. It does look kind of hot, though. Right there?
Right there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel you. I got it.
Ladies, let us know. Hot or not.
We're writing a Cosmo article about guys covered in blood. And his shirt is still neatly tucked in.
Yeah, no shit.
What the hell?
He's got the little panty thing with the butt.
It's a bodysuit. It's a bodysuit. That's right. I didn't even know. Oh, no,
the back's not
out.
Tucked in.
He it was
tucked
a trick.
In the front.
He's like, I'm going outside now. Let me fix this.
He's like, oh, daylight.
The sun. I was so sick of seeing that ginormous moon.
And that cloud that
and
just
that
kept
weird
following it.
Black cloud.
From all the moonshine they're making out there.
What is this?
A leaf.
Oh, no.
It's coming.
It's like, we don't give a fuck about daylight.
We're
here
not
we come.
Done, bitch.
What are all these extra buildings? These other cabins?
Extra buildings.
There was one
sheds,
back there.
Maybe sheds or something.
All right. Oh, and the music. It's nice. Nice. So I watched the remake when it came out. And
I think you have to stop it.
Stop it! How does it stop?
Here.
I got it.
Okay.
This is what happens when Terry uses something that's not her own. She has no idea what's
going on. It's old school, Terry. This ain't like your apples.
But I watched the remake, and it was pretty good.
Who comes out on the remake? Who plays Ash and all these guys? I have never seen the remake. Out of all of them, part two is my favorite. Part two is the shit.
Is that the one where he gets the chainsaw on his arm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then on the series as well, he has the chainsaw on his arm.
Oh, apparently Bruce Campbell is in it, and he does play Ash.
Oh, okay.
But there's not really anybody like super famous.
I don't think
famous
I've ever seen it. What year did that one come out?
2013.
Oh.
I think I went to the movies to see it.
You should
and
watch that right now.
They have the part like in the trailer showing the little cellar door thing.
Yeah.
And it's like popping up, and you see the creepy face peeking out. But there's this one part in the trailer where you see her creepy face and she's like kind of smiling all like weird looking and like kind of giggling. That's the scariest thing in that trailer. Mm. And the whole movie I was like, oh, this is going to be so good. And then that never happened in the movie. And when I left the theater, I was like, motherfucker, once again, the scariest part of the trailer was not in the movie.
That happened to us with Hannah Grace, right?
Yeah.
The scariest part, I think, was the bathroom.
Because, like, the ball is bouncing towards her, and it's, like, covered in blood. And
sorry, guys. I was trying to get a piece of ice.
We were waiting, and it didn't happen.
And like, it never happened.
But
yeah.
That was... But, yeah. But, I mean, it was scary, though.
Yeah.
But it was... It was, it didn't, it wasn't as like, it was a high budget film because it's modern and they had more money to spend on the special effects and stuff, so it didn't look like that.
What they said is they had between $350,000 and $400,000. And that was all money they raised on their own. Mm-hmm. I think even Bruce Campbell's family, he asked them to put up their property for, I think, like an extra mortgage to get money for this movie. So, well, you know,
they made it back.
It made it back, and they paid them back. And I'm pretty sure with, you know.
But that's a good family. They're like.
Yeah, like.
We believe in
we'll
your,
support you. Well, good for them. I mean, it's a great film. It's a great series of films.
And it's so. Well done.
Yes,
grotesque.
And the gore is perfect.
Like,
it's
even though it's
over the top, it's just right.
Even though it's ridiculous and, like, some of the acting, you're just like, really, guys?
Yeah.
I do like that it became so popular, that it is a cult classic, in spite of the fact that it's super cheesy in certain parts.
Yeah.
In certain parts, it looks really cheap, because it is cheap, but they did what they did with the money they had.
Yeah.
It could have been so much worse.
And the way they shot the film, the angles they used, and they made do with what they had.
Yeah.
And, you know, riding your bike through the fucking forest.
That's
to get
a good
this
idea,
one shot.
It's so,
you know,
it looks so
it's
fast.
It's just a steady movement, fucking taking film and doing it in angles and going over his head to see what's behind him. Like, all of that was really cool, the way they did that. So
plus, it puts
I
it
really
apart
love this movie.
From other movies because when you're watching it
it's
and you see
art,
it all of
art,
a sudden.
Kind of an art film.
Showing him upside down.
Or the way they shoot it,
or at an angle. It's going to make you remember it more, especially early 80s when you don't see that. And then, you know, Steven Spielberg is at Cannes and he's like, never saw that before.
But this is good. I like
it. It's good. Yeah. And to impress someone like Steven Spielberg, who's like, I'm going to help you guys. Like, shit, Steven Spielberg. Can you imagine 19-year-old Steven?
No shit.
Sam Raimi going, Steven Spielberg, look at this.
He was 20 when it premiered, so but still, he was super young. Like, fuck yeah. That's the shit. So I hope you guys enjoyed The Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead.
I totally enjoyed it, Terry.
I did enjoy it.
I can't wait till we do Evil Dead 2. I am excited. That I cannot wait to do. Hopefully we'll do it soon.
We'll do it.
But join us next week, guys.
Yeah, email us, drunkandscary@gmail.com. Message us on Facebook or Twitter. Follow us on those things.
Spotify, Podbean,
Instagram.
iTunes, Instagram. drunkandscary@gmail.com, or you can just Google us.
Google us.
Terry, Drunk and Scary.
You can listen to us on a lot of other places.
Tell your friends about us. Be safe and enjoy your quarantine from a distance.
Ding.
Goonies never say die. Oh my God.
Holy moly.
Oh, Jared Leto, Jesus. See you next week, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for watching. Bye.